The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. A few times last year, I spoke on the prayer that Christ taught us, the Our Father. And so I'd like to continue that line of thought today. There's a story of a king that had promised his son a royal endowment, like his entirety of his kingdom. But instead of a lump sum, this king negotiated with his son, and instead of doing this lump sum, they agreed to pay it out over a year, but course of a year, once one allotment each day. And so this was really a benevolent king, a benevolent father, trying to pay out, not pay out, but trying to be close to his son. Because here, when the king made it so the son has to come every day to get an allotment, he's able to see his son every day, at least for that year. And this story is somewhat similar to our relationship with God. And when we ask for our daily bread in the Our Father, this daily bread is meant to be an ask for what we need today. Not tomorrow, not next week, but specifically what we need to live today. And the fact that we ask only for the needs of today implies that we will have another encounter with God, our Father, tomorrow. So it's almost a promise every time we pray the Our Father that give us what we need today, and then I'll be back tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day. And if you notice, our Lord taught us to ask daily for bread, not a daily cell phone or television or car, nothing transitory, but bread. Something that feeds both the soul, well, primarily the body, but this bread that is we're asking for is something more than just this the physical aspects. It's not just nourishment for the body, but we also ask with this bread for nourishment for the soul. Because this bread is a symbol not just of daily needs, but of everything we need to live as children of God. Faith, hope, charity, joy, docility to the will of God, hearts big enough to understand others and be of service to them. Everything that we need is symbolized by this bread. When we ask for this daily bread, again, we are asking for two things: sustenance for the body and sustenance for the soul. But this is not limited to the spiritual. We are also asking for anything and everything that will help us to attain heaven. This could be temporal goods. If we need, I don't know, a table to get to heaven, we can ask for a table. Whatever it is we need to get to heaven, we can ask for. This is what God is constantly trying to encourage us to do. Specifically, so like the king, he has this daily interaction with us. And when we ask for our daily bread, we are acknowledging the fact that our entire existence depends on God. The Lord wants us to ask the Father for whatever we need, specifically so we can talk to Him again and again and again. And as a consequence, we are constantly reminding ourselves that we are children who depend entirely on our Father. We can do nothing by ourselves. And so to pray the Our Father well with devotion is to recognize our radical poverty before the loving eyes of God, and He will make sure that we have everything we need each and every day.